Recently in the Sunday sermon, the priest commented that today's society gives little importance to the Ten Commandments. I think it's something that we should all reflect on, to have a full and happy life. You shall not kill. I'm going to tell you a little story that I heard from my mom a few years ago. A friend of hers was pregnant out of wedlock, and her friends recommended abortion and even helped her get an abortifacient medication. Only mom advised her not to do it. Mom told her all lives are sacred, do not do something that you will regret all your life. Many years later, her friend commented to my mother, "Your advice was better than I received in life. After my husband died, I became ill with diabetes, and I can hardly take care of myself. Of all my children, the only one who has sympathized with me and took care of me and cares for me is precisely the one I intended to abort. Every time she comes in the morning smiling to hug me and ask me how I spent the night, tears come to me just thinking that big mistake that I was about to commit when I wanted to kill her, still in the womb. She and her children are my reason for living, and they are the ones who give me the strength to continue fighting every day with my ills." In modern society, abortion is allowed, supposedly it is a decision of the mother. But what God asks of us is to respect life from the moment of conception. Never make that great mistake of wanting to abort a child. You shall not steal. For several years I was a teacher in another school, and I still have a great friendship with many of the teachers and staff. Through them, I hear the following story. A teacher of that school passed away, and one of the administrators, taking advantage of the confusion, stole several dozen iPads that they had been sheltered by the dead teacher, who occupied them in their classes. Two of the iPads were given to their children, the rest were sold crossing the border with Mexico. When the administrator's wife saw that her children have two stolen iPads, she returned the iPads that her children had to school and apologized for the facts. He told his friends that she had never passed a bigger shame, but that she could not be an accomplice to a robbery or let the loss of those computers be attributed to the dead teacher, that her conscience would not allow it. When God tells us not to steal, He says it with absolute certainty. We should never steal, even if there is an opportunity for man never to know about the theft. In the eyes of God, we are committing a severe fault.